had been renamed Washington early in her history, and yet vestiges of their original dream remained. The Tiber's waters still flowed into the Potomac. Senators still convened beneath a replica of St. Peter's Dome, and Vulcan and Minerva still watched over the rotunda's long-extinguished flame. The answers sought by Langdon and Catherine were apparently waiting for them just a few miles ahead, northwest on Massachusetts Avenue. Their destination was indeed a refuge, north of Washington's Tiber Creek. Langdon wished the driver would speed up. Abruptly, Catherine jolted upright in her seat, as if she had made a sudden realization. "Oh my God, Robert!" She turned to him, her face going white. She hesitated a moment, and then spoke emphatically. "We're going the wrong way."
"No, this is right," Langdon countered.
"It's northwest on Massachusetts."
"No, I mean we're going to the wrong place."
Langdon was mystified. He had already told Catherine how he knew what location was being described by the mysterious caller. "It contains 10 stones from Mount Sinai, one from heaven itself, and one with the visage of Luke's dark father. Only one building on earth could make those claims, and that was exactly where this taxi was headed. Catherine, I'm certain the location is correct."
"No," she shouted. "We don't need to go there anymore. I figured out the pyramid and capstone. I know what this is all about."
Langdon was amazed. "You understand it?"
"Yes. We have to go to Freedom Plaza instead."
Now Langdon was lost. Freedom Plaza, although nearby, seemed totally irrelevant.
"Jehovah Sanctus Unus," Catherine said. "The one true God of the Hebrews. The sacred symbol of the Hebrews is the Jewish star, the seal of Solomon, an important symbol to the Masons."
She fished a dollar bill out of her pocket.
"Give me your pen."
Bewildered, Langdon pulled a pen from his jacket.
"Look."
She spread the bill out on her thigh and took his pen, pointing to the great seal on the back.
"If you superimpose Solomon's seal on the great seal of the United States,"
she drew the symbol of a Jewish star precisely over the pyramid,
"look at what you get."
Langdon looked down at the bill and then back at Catherine as if she were mad.
"Robert, look more closely. Don't you see what I'm pointing at?"
He glanced back at the drawing. What in the world is she getting at? Langdon had seen this image before. It was popular among conspiracy theorists as proof that the Masons held secret influence over our early nation. When the 6-pointed star was laid perfectly over the Great Seal of the United States, the star's top vertex fit perfectly over the Masonic all-seeing eye, and, quite eerily, the other 5 vertices clearly pointed to the letters M-A-S-O-N. "Catherine, that's just a coincidence, and I still don't see how it has anything to do with Freedom Plaza."
"Look again," she said, sounding almost angry now. "You're not looking where I am pointing. Right there. Don't you see it?"
An instant later, Langdon saw it. CIA field operations leader Turner Simpkins stood outside the Adams building and pressed his cell phone tightly to his ear, straining to hear the conversation now taking place in the back of the taxi. Something just happened. His team was about to board the modified Sikorsky UH-60 helicopter to head northwest and set up a roadblock, but now it seemed the situation had suddenly changed. Seconds ago, Catherine Solomon had suddenly begun insisting they were going to the wrong destination. Her explanation, something about the dollar bill and Jewish stars, made no sense to the team leader, nor apparently to Robert Langdon, at least at first. Now, however, Langdon seemed to have grasped her meaning.
"My God, you're right," Langdon blurted. "I didn't see it earlier."
Suddenly, Simpkins could hear someone banging on the driver's divider, and then it slid open.
"Change of plans," Catherine shouted to the driver. "Take us to Freedom Plaza."
"Freedom Plaza?"
the cabbie said, sounding nervous.
"Not northwest on Massachusetts?"
"Forget that," Catherine shouted. "Freedom Plaza, go left here, here, here."
Agent Simpkins heard the cab screeching around a corner. Catherine was talking excitedly again to Langdon, saying something about the famous bronze cast of the Great Seal embedded in the plaza.
"Ma'am, just to confirm,"
the cabbie's voice interjected, sounding tense,
"we're going to Freedom Plaza on the corner of Pennsylvania and 13th?
"Yes,"
Catherine said.
"Hurry. It's very close. 2 minutes.
Simpkins smiled. Nicely done, Omar. As he dashed toward the idling helicopter, he shouted to his team, We've got them! Freedom Plaza, move! Chapter 76 Freedom Plaza is a map. Located at the corner of Pennsylvania Avenue and 13th Street, the plaza's vast surface of inlaid stone depicts the streets of Washington as they were originally envisioned by Pierre L'Enfant. The plaza is a popular tourist destination not only because the giant map is fun to walk on, but also because Martin Luther King Jr., for whom Freedom Plaza is named, wrote much of his I Have a Dream speech in the nearby Willard Hotel. DC cab driver Omar Amirana brought tourists to Freedom Plaza all the time. But tonight, his two passengers were obviously no ordinary sightseers. The CIA is chasing them? Omar had barely come to a stop at the curb before the man and woman had jumped out. Stay right here, the man in the tweed coat told Omar. We'll be right back. Omar watched the two people dash out onto the wide open spaces of the enormous map, pointing and shouting as they scanned the geometry of intersecting streets. Omar grabbed his cell phone off the dashboard.
Sir, are you still there?
Yes, Omar, a voice shouted, barely audible over a thundering noise on his end of the line. Where are they now?
Out on the map. It seems like they're looking for something.
Do not let them out of your sight, the agent shouted. I'm almost there. Omar watched as the two fugitives quickly found the plaza's famous Great Seal, one of the largest bronze medallions ever cast. They stood over it a moment and quickly began pointing to the southwest. Then the man in tweed came racing back toward the cab. Omar quickly set his phone down on the dashboard as the man arrived, breathless.
Which direction is Alexandria, Virginia? He demanded.
Alexandria?
Omar pointed southwest, the exact same direction the man and woman had just pointed toward.
I knew it, the man whispered beneath his breath.
He spun and shouted back to the woman.
You're right! Alexandria!
The woman now pointed across the plaza to an illuminated metro sign nearby.
The blue line goes directly there. We want King Street Station.
Omar felt a surge of panic.
Oh, no.
The man turned back to Omar and handed him entirely too many bills for the fare.
Thanks. We're all set.
He hoisted his leather bag and ran off.
Wait, I can drive you. I go there all the time.
But it was too late. The man and woman were already dashing across the plaza. They disappeared down the stairs into the Metro Center subway station. Omar grabbed his cell phone.
Sir, they ran down into the subway. I couldn't stop them. They're taking the blue line.